is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is making it easier for residents to protect their privacy online. A new law will eventually mean that web browsers will have to offer a simple button allowing people to opt out of data tracking. Democratic Senator Robert Rodriguez was a lead sponsor on the bill.
People should have a right to know what's being collected about them. You know, it's weird when you find out they can track where you were before you went to their website, where you go after you went to their website.
The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in the legislature. Colorado is the third state after California and Virginia to pass an online data privacy law. CDOT wants to add electric vehicle charging stations to some of its rest areas. A federal law prevents that, but a change to that law is moving through Congress. CDOT's Michael King says more electric chargers across Colorado will help the state meet its climate goals.
Building charging in places where people are already traveling and want to travel, both for work but also for recreation, is a really critical piece to move all of those goals forward.
Industry groups representing privately owned gas stations say the law change would undermine their plans to expand EV charging on their own. The Denver Film Festival will welcome back patrons in person this fall. Organizers say the festivities will include film screenings at the city's C Film Center and events like red carpet premieres as well as conversations with filmmakers. COVID-19 forced the festival online last year. Programming will be announced in October and the event begins November 3rd. This is CPR News.